This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Welcome to the Friday edition of Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. We've had some really interesting shows during the week out of Nashua, New Hampshire. If you listen to the Nashua, New Hampshire shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, we are grateful to you. And now on Friday, this is our flagship show, BBS Radio. And before I get started spouting off on all kinds of stuff, and there's a lot, the reason we had a repeat show last week is because Doug and Don Newsom found their way to Texas. And I just wanted to, because I found my way to Texas 3 months ago. I don't think they did it because of me. But hi, Doug Newsom. Welcome to the Lone Star State.
Well, howdy, howdy.
Well, that's the appropriate word, isn't it? Howdy, howdy.
I use it all the time. I've never left Texas in my heart.
So were you born and raised in Texas?
Oh, no. I'm Canadian born, but I've lived here prior to living in California for the past 16 years. I lived here 15 years.
How cool is that?
I don't know why I ever left. I come back. I wept. I swear to God, I wept driving in to Texas from the north end down. And here's the reason. Try driving through these states with potholes, bad roads. There's just, and nobody's courteous. You come into Texas instantly, beautiful roads, big highways, no potholes, courteous drivers. And then to top it off, go into a gas station anywhere and then do it here in Texas. It's not your clean bathrooms, large, like they're like supermarkets. They're just, everything's nice. The roads are brilliant. The people are friendly.
Don't give too much of a sales job. We don't want everybody to come unless they're conservative.
Right.
Can we have like a political passport? They have vax passports that they want to do. Can we have a political passport for Florida, Texas, Arkansas?
Maybe we should. That's a good idea. I'm all in.
Yeah, I think so. I talk a lot about how people, there are political refugees all over this country that are making moves from slave states to free states. And not only am I so delighted that you and your brother came down to Texas, but we can more effectively stand for liberty in a state that still cares what we think. How about that?
How about the fact that you can already tell the difference in the state's attitude because it's clean?
Yeah.
It's clean. It's actually clean. You actually, which is amazing. And when you drive by, you see lights and things that are, I mean, everything's in its place. And the fact that it's got such a sprawling population and scenery, but it's so majestic and so beautiful and smartly laid out in comparison to the other states, you see the mentality here. Mm-hmm. It's just so different. It just made me go, wow, I'm so
California
grateful to be back.
Especially from California to Texas.
The difference is...
And the level of personal responsibility that people take for public areas is what you're talking about. And
right.
It does not matter whether you are in any place in these 50 United States. If you're in a city, in a state, in a municipality, whatever it may be, where Democrats, leftists are in control, you have filth, you have people pooping on the street, you have drug use, crime up the wazoo. It does not matter. There is a blueprint. It's called Destroy Your Environment. These are environmentalists, Doug, who want to destroy the environment. I mean, have you've seen pictures of Seattle and San Francisco and all of that? These are supposed environmentalists from just a few years ago, but yet they want to destroy our environment. I don't think they mean what they say. What do you think?
I think it's, I've been to those areas, went to school in those areas, won't travel back. Outside of just the fact that they're taking the most lovely landscapes and destroying them. You know, for example, California, they now, the homeless have the beachfront property. But add to that, they're not, it's not only that they have now the beachfront property, they're actually going to take the whole coastline and put up windmills. So now they get to see the windmills on the coastline and they get to pay $5 gas. You know, I drove here, it was $2.50 a gallon compared to what I was paying was over $5. A gas station over in California, you go in, you buy a pop, well, $2.99, a single can. Come here to Texas, it's still going to cost you a dollar. It just, it's so different.
It is so different. And one of the things that I've learned being here for 3 months is all we've been here roughly, is that while Texans do have tremendous hospitality and kindness and they're not going to confront you, you better not mess with them because they're tough.
Oh, and moving in here, first thing, the neighbors said hi. You don't get in California, there wasn't a neighbor who said hi. Nobody said hi.
No,
but
it's
here,
incivility.
Everybody's hi, waving. How are you doing? They make you feel welcome in a home. It's just such a different attitude.
And this is what, I hate to say it because I'm not exactly the most religious person in the world, you know, and as a Jew, but God-fearing, knowing the difference between God and the government, knowing that you're responsible for your own safety, for your own happiness, revering the Constitution, all of those things remind you that this is what America was like when we were growing up and America's under attack.
Right.
So we've got to do everything we can to protect Texas and hope to God that other states will follow Texas and not follow New York and California, where they're about ready to build a wall to keep people in, just like East Germany. Your final thought before I know you have to, we have to take a quick break, and then I've got a fabulous audio. It's not fabulous. It's disgusting. But we're going to talk about that audio when we get back. But just thank you so much for coming on the air, and it's an honor to have you as a fellow Texas refugee. I can't call myself a Texan quite yet because, you know, I have respect for Texans, and I'm definitely a naturalized Texan, not a native, and I'm learning. What about you?
Oh, I'm going to go out one of these days, buy myself a pair of boots, get back my cowboy hat, and I'm going to fit right in. I feel great.
Oh, I know you will. And thank you so much. We love BBS Radio. We love Doug and Don Newsome. And I think we have to take a break, don't we, Mr. Producer?
We do.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Well, welcome back here. And I didn't do a good job of outgoing because, my producer was running back to get us a commercial break. We have some audio for you. This is your supposed president of the United States holding a news conference just yesterday. Now, this is the worst kept secret in the world. The guy who's sitting in the Oval Office is in the mid stages of some kind of mental decline that we are watching in real time. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know. I call him the presidential potted plant. And I think the leftist strategists like having him there because, for several reasons, I heard a couple of things, and I'm going to play you this audio in a minute. I've heard that if he serves 2 years out of four, then Kamala can run for two more terms plus the 2 years of Joe Biden's. And they're all about orchestrating and planning for power. That's what they do. They don't care that nobody likes Kamala, and we'll talk about that with our guests, among other things. This is the person. This is how much they respect United States citizens, law-abiding citizens, to hoist this senile old man onto America and onto the world in the most powerful position in the free world. Why? Because the free world is under attack. The best way to know that is to listen to this. Go, Doug.
People are waiting for relief. I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week for childcare. A lot has been happened already, number one. Number two, I'm going to fight like heck to get them the rest of what I think has to be done. I'm going to be going around the country, spending time, making the case to the American people that this just isn't about showing an identification that this is who I am when I vote. This isn't just about whether or not, you can provide water for someone standing in line while they're waiting to vote. This is about who gets to judge whether your vote counted after it's been cast. Think about it. Don't dismiss it at all. Just remind them, I wrote the bill on the environment. Why would I not be for it? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now.
People have called this creepy. I call it condescending. I call it insulting. I call it scary that he has the position to which he has been installed. It's not just Biden who's senile. He heads a party that appears to be as well. But the problem is they're also narcissistic and arrogant. Really arrogant. They project onto others what they do. And did you follow any of that while he was creepily whispering? It's almost the same as pointing that gnarly finger that Bill Clinton did. And we're going to take a break at the bottom of the hour, Mr. Producer. He's calling me and I'm losing my train of thought here. That's okay. I think it must be, Bidenheimers that I'm getting. No, because there are so many things that are happening. It's hard sometimes to just focus on one, but this is incredibly important. It's astonishing to watch this. I didn't want to watch it for a long time because this is not, they accused Donald Trump of not being presidential. They accused Donald Trump of everything Joe Biden is. And it is an insult to every American citizen. And that's just what they want to do, is insult us. See, there's nothing you could do. We could even get an Alzheimer's patient elected to president. Doesn't matter if Donald Trump probably got 80 million votes. We don't know how many, but you're not allowed to know. So they're twisting and turning everything upside down on its ear. They didn't hate Donald Trump, as I've said many times, and I'll keep saying it. He represented and still does everything they despise. Love of the Constitution, love of the rule of law, constrained government, which is the most moral position you could ever take, which is to constrain your own power out of respect for the free will and the self-determination of individuals all over this country. Respect for the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens, love of God, love of accomplishment, love of personal accountability. How about alpha males? He's an alpha male, Donald Trump. They knew they weren't going to be able to bully and intimidate him like they've done George W. Bush, like they've done, or like they didn't even have to bully Mitt Romney. These people are corrupt establishment deep staters. Oh, yes. Don't forget respect for the military and law enforcement. The traditional kind of rule of law and clarity about good and evil that won World War II. Can you imagine? Can you imagine these panty waists being confronted with Nazism and totalitarianism? Guess what? They are the totalitarians now, and they're trying to destroy their own country because they think it won't come back to bite them. I had this thought the other day. You know, I might just write a piece about it, and it is relevant to what I'm talking about. Conservatives always talk about how we want to save America for our children and our grandchildren. And I don't have human children. I have some stepchildren whom I care about. And I have furry children. But many people say, and rightfully so, that they're fighting for this country to protect this country for their children and their grandchildren. But just what? What if your parents were part of the greatest generation, as mine were? What would they think about America today? I think about this a lot. What would my dear father, who was that rare conservative, I mean, he followed the news, he was a Republican. My mother was a Democrat, very typically. And would either of my parents recognize this country today? Well, while we are doing our very best to turn back the tide, to save America for the next generation, think what a shock it would be to our parents and grandparents if they were to come back for a visit. They'd see a country that is disintegrating in self-hatred, propaganda, bizarre social constructs that are asking you to ignore reality. Forget science. They want you to think there are 57 genders. Why? So they can bash masculinity. So they can turn women into wards of the state. Those people who were screaming about, me too, me too, me too, I'm a victim too. Now, yes, there are a lot of victims, but they're not based on what color you are. They're based on what an individual has experienced in their life. And it doesn't mean once a victim, always a victim. It means that if you take responsibility for whatever you're handed in life, you don't have to stay where you're at. But the left doesn't like those ideas. The radical left that has taken over the Democrat Party, this is not your parents' Democrat Party, not in the least. They don't want people to get out of their station in life. In fact, they want to import a whole new generation of victim class that will vote the largesse of people who have worked for what they have. They will vote themselves what other people have. That is how you create socialism. And socialism never stops. Many socialists have admitted that the goal of socialism is communism. Or as Trevor Loudon says, what's the difference between socialism and communism? Well, about 5 years. So clearly, I want to get to this because we do almost have to take a break. And then we have a husband and wife team conservatives. This is so cool. Can't wait. They're both writers. They both are commentators. And we're going to have some fun talking to Karen and Wes Walker after the break. But here's what I want to leave you with. Look at what the radical left that is trying to subjugate us, what they're most afraid of. They're most afraid of people fighting back and thinking for themselves. That's what they're afraid of. So that is what people have to do, is think for themselves. That is what any cult is afraid of. That's why they don't want you to listen, hear, or know any opposing ideas. And that is the antithesis of America. America is all about a free and open exchange of ideas, and they want to destroy that. My parents, if they saw the level of censorship and people expressing their opinions, whispering like Joe Biden did, whispering, because, oh, I can't think this. I can't say this. I can't read this. The control of information, the control of ideas, that's communism, ladies and gentlemen. And we can't allow it in America. We just can't. We can't. That ain't America. This is cultural appropriation of our country. Don't allow it. That's what I try to do every day. And you can do it in your sphere of influence, too. We have to take a break right now. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio and the K-Star Radio Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at KstarRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Spouting Off here on the Friday edition, live and everywhere you can hear my voice, except if you're listening to the podcast. And you can go to, and all the archives, well, almost all of them. We don't have a whole bunch of the New Hampshire shows, but we're starting to get them now. All you got to do is go to www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. That's www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. Well, I am part of a consortium, I guess you could say, of websites that do commentator and do commentary, and it is so much fun to join with other people who are doing interesting work. And among them are two people that I met online who do tremendous work. They're always sending out new articles that they write, and their names are Karen and Wes Walker. I love it. Another Karen. Let me tell you a little bit about our guests. First, let's see. Wes is, let me tell you real quickly here, is the author, is an author at Clash Daily and the author of Blueprint for a Government That Doesn't Suck. He's been lighting up ClashDaily.com since its inception in July of 2012. And you can follow him on Twitter at RepublicanUck. I think that's it. RepublicanUck. I love that. At Twitter. And his wife is also an associate editor at Clash Daily since August of 2016. She's a self-described political junkie, anti-third wave feminist, and a nightmare to the intersectional crowd. And I love her handle on Twitter, the Mrs. Know-It-All. Welcome, Karen and Wes Walker, to Spouting Off with Karen Cataleen.
Thanks for having
us. It's great to have you. And you both write so much great stuff. Let me start with Wes, because this is an issue that has that you both have written on. You may not know this, but our esteemed producer, Doug, one half of the twins, Doug and Don Newsom, just moved to Texas. I moved to Texas 3 months ago, and guess who's in Texas today? Kamala Harris, who is making her way not to the border, but to El Paso. You both have written about this. Actually, let's start with Mrs. Walker, who writes about this extensively. Why is she going to El Paso, Karen, and not to where the real problem is?
Well, I mean, I think she's going there to have a photo op, right? And she doesn't actually want to deal with the issues. She's gone to other places, and she wants to look at the root causes, but the root causes are the Biden-Harris policies, right? And she wants to avoid that.
Exactly. Wes, anything else that you're thinking as to this very day that Kamala, and the only reason, by the way, I think, that she went, she wasn't going to go at all, but she was getting a lot of bad press for not going anywhere near Texas.
Yeah, and there was this other pretty famous guy who was making a trip to the border, and she was about to get shown up. Donald Trump, I think it is.
Trump? Is that his name? DJT?
I think that's his name.
You mean the guy that was building that wall that they don't want?
That big, beautiful wall. And one thing I noticed is that one of the key differentials between El Paso, where she went, which it's not doing too badly compared to other areas. It's not the ground zero of the crisis. And the place in the Rio Grande Valley that she did not go to, where things are pretty bad, is one of the features El Paso has that the Rio Grande doesn't, is this big metal vertical structure. I think it has a formal name. Wall, I believe it's called.
A wall. Yes. So wait, so there's a wall in El Paso, but there isn't like in McAllen? McAllen is the worst.
I think that's
Yeah, I should know more about that, but I haven't. I'm like Kamala. I haven't been to the border.
Fortunately, it's not your job to know these things, but Kamala, well, she's in a different category.
I would say so. What do you think she's going to say today? I usually don't ask people to predict, but Karen, what do you think she's going to say?
She's going to point to all sorts of things that can't actually be fixed, right? Because she's going to talk about the poverty and the crime. And I don't understand how it's the responsibility of the American government to deal with problems in other countries. And she's going to talk about natural disasters and hurricanes and that kind of thing. That's what I think she's going to say, and try to deal with the root causes, which just means send more money overseas instead of just building a wall.
I think that's a fair guess. What about you, Wes?
Well, she's going to, this is basically a placebo thing. No, you can't keep asking that question because I've been to the wall. I've seen the problem, but it's not a crisis because I'm dealing with it, which she isn't. The other thing is she says, I'm focusing my energies on the triangle, I forget the correct term, the three nations in particular in Central America that she's where she met, met a couple leaders and had a couple of speeches that don't come. Meanwhile, the person that introduced her just described El Paso as the new Ellis Island. So having a little trouble squaring those two ideas.
The new Ellis Island. Unbelievable.
That sounds bad.
A lot of leftists think that the Statue of Liberty was built for immigration because they are that ignorant. The Statue of Liberty was built to celebrate liberty.
Yes.
Go figure.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
A clue in the name somewhere.
Yes, I think so. And the immigration issue came later because immigrants who loved this country and came here for freedom were happy to see the Statue of Liberty as the symbol of America. And like most everything else, the left has turned that idea on its ear and turned it upside down. Karen, go ahead.
I was going to say one thing she didn't address is if she's looking at root causes in those three triangle countries in the triangle, it doesn't account for the fact that people from 160 different countries in the world have crossed the border.
That's right.
Yeah. Unvetted. They haven't been forced to take a coronavirus test, let alone a vaccine. We don't know who they are. They could be MS-13 gang members, and many of them are. Karen, yep. You wrote the neatest piece at Clash Daily. I looked up both of you, and you just really, I encourage everybody to look up both Karen Walker and her husband, Wes Walker, at ClashDaily.com. This is a video on your page. Biden calls Hispanics Latinx and assumes that they're all illegal. Now, I don't understand Latinx. I don't know where they came, where they came up with that term. But tell us about this, because apparently he just thinks all Hispanics are illegal. I don't think that's true.
Yeah. So this is a new woke term. It's the gender neutral because you can't say Latino or Latina right now because of the whole movement to move away from gender. Everything has to be genderless, which doesn't exactly work for gendered languages. If
Nor
tables
and
things are gendered, right?
Could there be Latin them? Latin them? Yeah. I don't
know. Well, I think that's what the Latin X, right, is for. And it's funny because I've heard other people pronounce it Latinx, which sounds hilarious.
That's what it looks like. It's like Sphinx.
It does. but it's the gender-neutral word. The thing is, though, study after study, poll after poll shows that Hispanic people really hate the term. They don't like this gender-neutral term. There was a study, I think it was in 2019, they did a study and asked and gave seven different types of terms. So do you want to be known as Hispanic or Latino / Latina? Your place of origin plus American, so like a Mexican-American or a Cuban-American. And they gave several different types of terms, so seven of them, I believe. And 98% of people, and one of the ones was Latinx, 98% of the people studied from all over the country said they wanted anything but Latinx to be used.
So Karen, this is what I'm thinking as you're talking. This is what the left is telling people, especially the people they profess to care so much about. We don't care what you think. You have to accept that we care about you.
It's condescension, really. And it's this thing that Biden keeps doing it. And I think even that whispering thing that he's doing now, I think that's also the same sort of condescension. I'm so smart. I'm smarter than all, which is terrifying, really.
Yes.
But then it was a room full of press. So,
I played that audio. I'm not going to, I'm not going to, what is the word? Whatever.
Yeah.
See, I'm having a Biden moment again. I'm not going to make you suffer through the Biden thing because it's worse than creepy. You're right. It is condescending.
It is.
And I think the people that are the most corrupt and the most incompetent and the most confused are the ones who appoint themselves Lord and Master over the rest of us. Have you noticed that as a pattern, Wes? I don't know. You write about it.
Absolutely. I mean, I like taking the stories and running them through a few different philosophical lenses, and there's shoe on the other foot. Some of these things, and these, if somebody on the other side spoke to them the way Biden speaks to us, they would be burning things down again and some more. But they think it's okay for them to talk to us because they've convinced themselves that we're nothing. We're the gum on their shoe.
We're lesser than. We're dirt under their feet. And it's showing. Right. It really is showing. Listen, I got to get ready for a break. Hopefully you both can stay with us.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. We're talking to Wes and Karen Walker. Boy, the time goes fast. But when we get back, we're going to talk to them maybe a little more personally about how they got started as a political commentator couple. Oh, boy, that's a lot of C's. And a little bit more about Clash Daily, which has some interesting origins. We're going to take a break right now. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio and K-Star Radio Network. We will be right back after this.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. It's Karen Cataline, the Friday edition. And our guests for the rest of this hour are Karen and Wes Walker, a husband and wife commentator columnist team that I'm delighted to know. And they write a lot of stuff. When we were on break, Wes wanted to remind me or let me know that Karen is not white, and therefore she knows whereof she speaks about Latinx. But he also said that nobody needs permission to talk about these things because conservatives do not decide whether you're allowed to think or talk about something based on what group you belong to. All of that being said, Karen, would you like to add more about that?
Well, that's part of how I got started, I think. It was years ago. My son was in a class at school, and they started teaching the white privilege stuff. Oh. And I made a big fuss.
Because,
I was told, no, you just don't understand. I said, no, it's racist, right? Oh. And then they told me. My background, so I'm Indian, from India originally, but my parents are from Jamaica. So they were my descent. I guess my ancestors were indentured servants in Jamaica. And so we're, it's a very small minority there. And so I was going up to the administrators and to the teachers and saying, look, I don't like this because I have mixed children and they are half white and half whatever I am, right? Which is Indian and Jamaican. So that's kind of how that started. And
which is surprisingly what Kamala Harris is, isn't she?
Yes,
calling
actually.
Her the first black vice president, but she is, as far as I remember, Indian and Jamaican.
That's
not
right.
That matters.
Her, her mother's yeah. actually from India, and her father is black from Jamaica.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's similar.
And you know what, Karen? One of the things that I have been told again and again about Kamala Harris, and I wouldn't mind if you were to comment, is that she was a red diaper baby. And for those who don't know, red diaper babies are kids who grow up with card-carrying communist parents,
yes.
like David Horowitz, except David Horowitz denounced communism and became one of the best conservative weapons we have. Kamala has clearly not denounced communism at all, but was raised as one. Are you aware of, like, your family, through your family and roots, a kind of a communist strain in these areas, as there is in America? Do you know much about that?
No, not so much with my family. I have one uncle who was an actual communist, but mm-hmm. he's now a very staunch capitalist.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Can we feed that vaccine to Kamala Harris? I don't know. We're not allowed to force vaccines on people.
He was actually in the government in Jamaica for a while, and then he started a business, and, well, that mm-hmm. cured him. So
that'll do it. I just wondered if maybe there was, like there is in this country, you know, an underground, kind of a communist underground that Kamala's parents were a part of. I don't know.
Well, I think it was just the Berkeley atmosphere, right? Because they both met at Berkeley. And then she actually lived in Canada for a long time. So she was raised in Montreal. She went to school there and then didn't come back until she went to university. So she spent a lot of her time in Canada, and Canada's a lot farther left on many things. There's less of a left-right. It's more squishy middle.
Well, we are seeing some things in Canada.
That kind of lilts left.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And I'd rather talk about you than Kamala Harris, but I appreciate the insights that you can bring to that. Before we run out of time, and we do have some more time, tell us both, Wes, you can start about how it is that you're a conservative commentator couple, and maybe something we wouldn't know about you, either how you met or how you work at Clash Daily together.
Well, it's a fun story. It began back, I don't know if our audience is familiar with Doug Giles, but one of the best known things about him is that his daughter was the one who helped bring down Acorn.
Yes.
And so he, when he's done helping, and he's been a pastor, that's where we met him. He was at one time a pastor in Florida. And so that's where we originally met him, and he moved off and we moved off each in our own direction. But we stayed in contact, and he saw other people making these political websites, and he launched his in this was Clash Daily in 2012 with a very, well, the name says it all, the Clash. They're not looking to just kind of repeat the same news. They're looking to punch above his weight in culture and make things happen and change the world. That we've been up over, well over 2 million page views before Facebook decided we didn't deserve a page anymore, and that went dark. And like we've had our battles along the way, and it's been fun and feisty and fiery, and we keep at it. But I started out by right from the launch, I was writing just occasional opinion pieces, and I once a week or whatever, and I'd put something about culture or philosophy or my religious views or that sort of thing. And it was just kind of for fun and to contribute. And then, in 2016, just as we were wrapping up for, things to get really colorful in the States. The there was the person who had been running the site. She had finished school and was going off to her vocation. And Doug said, "So I've seen your writing. You're a fit. How do you feel about taking it on?" I said, "Well, looking at what you're doing, how about Karen and I tag team it?" He said, "Let's do it." And we've been here ever since, 7 days a week.
Oh.
It's so much fun.
And how can people, we still have time, but how can people follow you? Because you put out a lot of great stuff. I mean, I'm going to just tease and whet the appetite of our listeners. The corporate media bootlickers love White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. I mean, that's one of Karen's titles. Kamala finds her way to the border, sort of. And LMAO, oh, this is great. I have to say, I recognized the similarity between Walter, Jeff Dunham's puppet, and Joe Biden. They do look alike. And so there's a wonderful video holding a press conference. Jeff, I haven't even had a chance to see it all, but I can't.
Oh, wait. He nailed it.
Well, he has that same face, that same face. And of course, people always thought Joe Biden, we'll get to that information there, that plug. People always thought Joe Biden was such a nice guy, but he has a temper. He has a hairpin trigger, and he's not a very nice guy. He gets angry easily, and that, too, is part of, I think, his progressing illness. Your thoughts on that?
That's the theory. Well, he's not as sharp as he'd like to be. He's not as sharp as he wants us to believe he is. You can't push
it. He's not as sharp as he thinks he is.
Yeah. Right. He was hired not for his ability to do push-ups, but for his ability to make decisions. And if Kamala has to send him back to the podium, say, "Talk about the collapse in Miami." Oh, yeah. yeah, that. I mean, again, if it had been Trump, we'd still be talking about it.
I don't think he's making any decisions, personally. And I don't think, I'm sorry to say, that if Kamala gets put in office, which I think will happen if they can get Biden to last 2 years, then she could, God forbid, serve 10 years, I've heard, if they can, you know, drag him past the 2 year mark. That being said, I think no matter who they get, it's all going to be the same agenda. It's a small cabal of communist socialists calling the shots, trying to move us in that direction as fast as they can. And I was remiss because I have to ask you. So how do people find you, follow you, and then we'll wrap it up.
Go ahead, Karen.
Yep. Go ahead, Karen. You can follow us on Twitter, as Karen mentioned earlier. And on our website, if you look at any of our articles, sign up for our newsletter. That's the best way to make sure that big tech doesn't pre-chew your news for you.
Pre-chew your nails for you. I like that. And what is your website?
It is clashdaily.com.
Okay. So you don't have your own Karen and Wes Walker. That is your website, clashdaily.com.
That's
Doug Giles' brainchild. And Wes, what's your Twitter? Is it Wes at...
Republican Wes Walker. My handle is at Republican Up.
Republican
UK. Republican
I love
is,
that.
Born in Canada.
Is that sort of like the Vancouver Canucks, or only different?
Only not a loser.
Listen, I loved having you both on. Love having you as colleagues in our stable of websites there. And I'll have you on again both soon. Karen and Wes Walker of ClashDaily.com. Well, that about does it for us here at Spouting Off. It's been an amazing week of stories. You can listen to Karen and Wes. You can read their stuff and you can see all that. I think there will be a verdict in the, I didn't get to mention this either, on the Chauvin case sometime today, and I'll probably have comments on that as well. Thanks to BBS, and welcome to Doug and Don to Texas, and thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish, and tune in next week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, when there will be, oh, so much to spout off about here on Spouting Off.